It's Superhero, and you're listening to Inspirato Projecto.
Ladies and gentlemen, David Bowie just handed me another a new fortune. This one says, a secret is no longer a secret.
Two.
By the time it gets to.
Yep.
Today's lucky numbers are 42, which is great, 16, 56, 28, 21, and 49. As you can hear, we've got some sound checks. This is Paulie moving his room key across the keys. Key and keys. Playing the keys with a key. That's unheard of. Have you ever heard of a keyboardist who plays the keys with his keys? That's a whole brand new machine. Wonderful. And we're at KUSI. C News. We got a Padres mascot here. The Padres mascot is here. We got to get a photo with this guy.
Check. Yep.
Let's get a picture with him.
Hey, check.
All right, how about you
girls? Cool. Yeah. Awesome.
Thank you, Bill. That sounds great.
Oh, wait. Padres.
Call people in the back. The Pod Squad.
Check. Good.
So cool. Awesome.
Thank you. This is great, man. Wow. This is great. So we're about to do a sound check here. You will undoubtedly see that Padres photo on probably the Yachtly Crew's Instagram. So keep your eyes peeled for that one. I was thinking, Mr. Thomas Gardner Jr. here inspired this idea of, because we were talking about coffee, and then I thought about that idea where, you know, they're like, you're going to have to pry my, what was it, my gun? I think that's the normal phrase. You're going to have to pry my gun from my cold head dance, cold dead hands. And I thought to myself, how funny would that be for with coffee? It's like, you're going to have to pry this from my warm dead hands. And then Tommy goes, my trembling dead hands. And then, oh, my jittery dead hand, my jittery dead hands. And so then I started thinking, whoa, wouldn't that be crazy if there were like jittery corpses, like suddenly corpses just start jittering at these morgues and no one knows why. And, you know, no one really knows what to do at that point because they don't know if that's a sign of consciousness. They don't know if this is a sign of, you know, is the consciousness trying to get back into that body? Like it had second thoughts. It's like, okay, you know, I don't want to die. You know, I know it's been a few days now, but I don't want to die. Okay, let's say, let me in. Maybe that's why it's trembling. Who knows what the thing is? Maybe there's some kind of strange frequency that's going on with a planet that's moving past at a certain time. Some cosmic event. Who knows? And it trembles the bodies. There's no telling. But right now, we know we got the jittery bodies, and we gotta remember that. Oh, and it could be tied directly into the coffee. That would be interesting. They end up finding out that all these jittery dead people all had this particular same brand of coffee. There we go. And it's like the Charlton Heston moment where he's like, the coffee is made with people. Maybe the coffee is made from more dead, jittery corpses. So it's just the recycling thing. Something to think about.
Where do we pick up the Oscar?
That's right. We're here to pull into the back our truck in to receive all of our Oscars. It's gonna be magnifico. Magnifico. If Fellini were here right now, he would say, Magnifico, Magnifico.
Hey, Kurt. I know, again, a late response. I just listened to your fun facts about Hollywoodland. I was actually kind of already aware of what took place regarding that sign in Hollywood, but it was still fun to listen to. So thank you for sending that my way. It gave me something fun to listen to. And I'm hoping to see the Yachtly crew here again in the near future. It's summer, so almost summer. Perhaps it's the kickoff to summer party coming up. I don't know. I just know I hope you're doing great. And thanks for sending me that little message regarding the Hollywoodland sign. Bye for now.
So last night we played, what's it called? Music Box. We sold out that place. I mean, there were over 600 people there. They sold out. We sold out the place. We've never played there before. I was so astonished. It just blew me away. Everyone is so tired. We stayed over in a Wyndham Hotel last night. And so now we came out today for another show that we got here at Discovery Ventura. So I just want to let you in on some of the...
Just use the used ones for now.
Okay. You got power?
Give you a little peek into some of the sound.
Hey, 2-2. Yep. Can you cue this a little differently? Oh, actually, hold on. Let me see if I can just do it with my high boost and this and see if that saves me time. Hey, check. Yeah, it'll probably do. I think that'll work just fine. Can you give me a little reverb? In my ears, just a touch, 2-2-2-2, 2-2, hey, check, yeah. Hey, yeah.
This is Stony Shores with the Yachtly crew signing off.
Thank you for the coffee. We just finished that sound check that you just heard here at Discovery. Today is the same day. Oh, today's, Saturday 29th, June 29th, that is. So this really cool guy, Jake Milner, he works over the K-U-I-S? Oh, K-U-S-I, Kusi. Kusi. And they're the ones who put out Good Morning San Diego. So we were on that show yesterday morning. And then we ended up selling out the Music Box. So, Good Morning San Diego. And that's the Ron Burgundy place, for, I think. I'm pretty sure. Ooh. And it's very inspiring to see all those news vans there and stuff. And they had all the different news from all the different channels on all these TVs. It was really quite interesting. And the Padres mascot showed up, the Friar. And so we took a photo together. I'm pretty sure that's up on the Yachtly Crew Instagram.
Yachtly Crew Instagram.
Oh, and Randy, who works here, just a phenomenal guy. Phenomenal guy. I mean, this guy, he's always taking care of us. Every time we're here, this guy, I mean, anything we want to drink, we drink. Anything we want to eat, we eat. And I see, like experiencing this kind of thing is, it's insane. It's insane to get this kind of treatment. It's insane. It's I need each and every one of you to hold me accountable and make certain that I stay humble. Am I humble? I'd like to believe so. But I want to stay as authentic. I want to be authentic for the rest of my life. Am I pulling that off? I don't know. I know I slip up so many times. There are times where my brain goes to a very dark place when it involves the idea of people hurting any member of my family, and or when wrong is done to them, because I know my family is authentic. They've never tried to be the cool guy. They've just been who they were and who they are, and it's a beautiful thing. And when people try, the snakes, the vultures, the parasites, the leeches of the world try to take advantage of that authenticity, that honesty, that integrity. When you see those folks coming around and just trying to chisel away at that, oh man. So my mind can go into some dark places. And you know, the world is very fortunate I'm a good guy, because all my good powers are being utilized. But there's so much going on beneath the surface. Projects, seeds that have been planted, that it's starting to happen now. We're starting to see the beginning. I mean, this has been like bamboo, okay? Watering the bamboo, tending to it. It's there. Knowing that it has to go through a process. And wowzers, tending to these projects, to these ideas, to the stuff, and seeing how this stuff is blasting through right now just blows my mind. I mean, I'm playing in a yacht rock band that, like, people like Mario Lopez, the fact he had his head at his golf charity event is nuts. Some guy from some TV show, a reality show named Vanderpump Rules, you'll start seeing Yachtly Crew t-shirts popping up. This guy, he loves going to see us at Viper Room. And he loves going to see us at Viper Room, and he asked, you know, if we wouldn't mind if he wore Yachtly Crew t-shirts on the season, for the rest of the season. So the guys ended up sending him a whole bunch of different stuff. Sending him a whole bunch of stuff. Whole bunch of t-shirts, different size, different kinds. So if he doesn't wear them, you know, maybe the cast or crew, or who knows, who might wear them. But it's nuts just to think that he's a huge Yacht Rock fan, and now he's wearing these t-shirts on the TV show. Do you ever watch Vanderpump Rules?
No, I have not. But I would, and I plan to watch start because I'm going to be wearing
it. One of our people on Instagram, she said, might have been Penny Lane. It was Penny Lane. She, we met her at
We got one of our Ventura folks. She sent the story to me or something, I guess, from the Vanderpump Rules. Yeah, during the Vanderpump Rules thing, during his story, he put a picture of himself. He on his story on Instagram, he was wearing the shirt, and she passed it on to me, which was just astounding. It's already happening. He's already wearing this stuff. He's putting it on his personal stories. He's wearing it on the show. I mean, it's crazy. This is happening. These kinds of things are happening. And these are things when you look at your dreams and you follow that trail. I won't talk your ear off about it. I promise, because this seems to be a theme that runs through every single thing. However, it's still pertinent. Still pertinent. I rewatched that documentary, A Small and Insignificant Gesture. Did I tell you that? I rewatched that. It's about National Lampoon. If you get a chance, watch it. If you are someone who likes to write, please watch it. If you are someone who likes comedy, please watch it. If you're someone who appreciates documentaries, watch it. Biopics, watch it. Those of you who love Saturday Night Live, watch it. Okay, Saturday Night Live. If you liked that original cast with Bill Murray and John Belushi and Gilda Radner, Chevy Chase, Chevy
Chazé. Hello, I'm Chevy Chazé. I'm Chevy Chazé. We are live from New York on Saturday Night Live. Chevy Chazé.
Maybe Chevy Chazé is a Chevy Chase impersonator. So he does like Chevy Chase kind of comedy where he's like,
don't look at me. I'm just the detective doing my job.
Doing, like he says stuff like doing my job.
Catch him. Go, please, go catch him.
Some people, my brother and I came across this girl long ago, back during high school times. I believe her name was Christine. Christine, was it? Christine? Her friend was dating our buddy Eric Kleinberg at the time. And she would say, she'd be like, okay, so for instance, let's say, like, go get him. Like, she wouldn't say him, go get him, you know, go get him. She'd say, go get him. It was like, eem, E-E-E-M. There was no H, E-E, go get him. And so it was something that Josh and I always joke about. I just love the different pronunciations that one can do with words. Words, nouns, syllables. There's an idea that came to me earlier before the sound check, and I'm going to conjure this. I'm going to reach through the past, and I'm going to reach through the ether. We're going to, you know, pull this out of the ether here. What was it? Oh, it was so fun. Oh. Okay. Okay, it was some sort of like light bulb wrangler? Or no. Yeah, light bulb wrangler? Could that have been it? Light bulb wrangler? They were talking about what one of the lights in our, we have these rectangular boxes that if there's enough room on these stages when we play, it's got like a grate on it, a metal grate that can stand on it. Now, what they have in there is they got, simultaneously, they have a fog machine and also a spotlight. So when they get up there and they stand up there, this fog goes, comes out, and then the light illuminates whoever's up there on the there's a little button there. You press a little button and the light lights up. So these lights have kind of, you know, they kind of, I guess they're not working. So Rob's wife, Misty, ran off to get some new lights. And so I think, oh man, I got to talk to David Bowie. he said this brilliant thing earlier. I don't know where he's at. Let's see if we can find him. There, that is so funny. Right when I said that, he just sent a. It's so funny. I was talking about going to find David, and now he's going to walk towards the bar. He just sent this text right when I said this at 5:13 p.m. The bartender with the black beanie cap just told a guy at the bar, "We're a Motley Crue cover band." Parenthesis. She's been here 1 month. Unparenthesis. Now we don't know if this means. We don't know if this means that he, you know, corrected that, and said no, we don't sing Motley Crue songs. I don't know what he did in that case. Thank you so much, man. This coffee, my compliments to the chef. This is so delicious. Thank you for the creamers.
Of course.
I love the fact you're wearing a Hawaiian shirt, which is just phenomenal. Dude, okay, so David Bowie, you know, this is so funny. You just walked in perfectly at a synchronicity. Double synchronicity. Double synchronicity.
That's one.
So, okay, check this out.
Philly and David.
Oh, okay, good. Philly got a steak.
So I was podcasting, and I was trying to remember that thing. That earlier you said something, and I said, "Oh my God, that would be a perfect title for a movie or something or a TV show." You said this thing. I don't know if you heard me or not, but as I was just talking about this into the podcast, going, "I got to go find David Bowie to go talk to him about this and see what this is." At 5:14, which is 5:05, which is synchronicity, double synchronicity, you texted right at that moment, which I just read to them the text. Where someone thought we were Motley Crue cover band. And I said, now, whether you straighten them out or not, you know, that remains to be seen. And as I was saying that, that's exactly when you approached me.
How about that?
That's exactly when you approached me.
And now I'm going to leave you.
Double synchronicity. Wait, hold on. But you don't remember the thing that you said earlier?
I don't remember what I said over there on the stage. You'll come to me.
Yeah.
When it does.
It was so poetic the way that it was said.
It's not that I don't love you, but the gang's on.
Get out of here. Get out of here. I got a podcast to make. You watch entertainment, I make it, baby. I make the entertainment. Can you call it entertainment? At what point is someone entertained? Can you be entertained by something that you just... Like, there are some of these podcasts I'll listen to, and what do they talk about? It's just what? What? You're wondering, okay, what is this? What is the knowledge that's being presented here? I guess that's the other thing, too. You got to wonder, okay, am I making this podcast for the audience? Okay, well, so yes, there is that aspect, obviously, because there's an audience that will be listening to it, and you're giving them this message. You're giving them these thoughts. Giving the audience these thoughts, and the audience is deciding how they're going to react to the thoughts that you're giving them. Is it my responsibility as to how those thoughts are taken by someone? You just don't know. I think it's in the responsibility of the person who's deciding how they want to interpret the language that you just gave to them. So now I'd like to believe, I mean, so there's also this idea that as you're communicating, you're trying to communicate in a way that it reaches the audience, you know, the ears of those who, there's like a landing pad. It's like they got the helipad there, and you're trying to land the message like a helicopter. And you're trying to land the message on that helipad. Now, if you don't care how it's received, well, then that means you don't care how you're landing. You could land half-assed on this helipad and destroy some trees in the process, or even a building, or even a crowd, and not give it a rat's ass. There's that idea of of consideration. You know, there's always the idea of consideration. Now, heck, now as I'm saying this, you know, okay, well, first I'll say this. So with consideration, you're taking into consideration the possibility that what you're saying might be offending someone. Now, if we're doing that, are we censoring ourselves? And if we're censoring ourselves, is that good to us? In other words, when we censor ourselves, we're putting the brakes on a thought that's coming through. If you put the brakes on it, if you put an inhibitor on that thing, It can cause creativity. It can cause you to come up with a new avenue of descriptions. Can it also subliminally, you know, you're putting in your brain, you know, these brakes, you're putting the brakes on them, slowing it down, slowing down. So you know, for the mindsets that like the path of least resistance, that's an interesting thing then, because now you're going, okay, you know, I gotta make sure I pick my words carefully. Now, what I'd also like to believe is that if you have a pure heart, pure intention, pure authenticity, and you know, there's a through line there. There's an intention. You're looking at a target, and you go, that's the target I'm reaching. Everything between here and there. Like right now, okay, so I can intend that we have a great show tonight. Bzzzt. A fun show, great show, pleasurable show. We're all enjoying it. Everyone's having a wonderful time. There's that intention. Everything that comes between here and there is a part of that intention. So that means the people that we meet along the way, the conversations we're having. For instance, Pauly Shore's just arrived.
Well,
now,
hello.
This is what's
hello,
interesting.
Brother.
Okay, so this is what's so crazy. There was a triple, or I should say, a triple synchronicity that happened concerning David Bowie, because I was sitting here talking in here about an idea that I was trying to remember that happened up on stage. David Bowie said something, and I go, ooh, that would be a great idea for a movie or a short film or something. And before I could get a chance to record what that was, I go,
yep.
Okay, I hope I'll remember this.
Yep.
So I was sitting here trying to remember what that thing was, and I said, okay, I
just
think
this
maybe
moment, right now?
Well, back at 5:13. So at
5:13.
And I thought to myself, okay, you know what? Maybe we should just go find David Bowie. And I was just going to go walk in that direction towards the bar over there. And as I was about to pick up, bam, he sent that text message about being at the bar. But when he sent that text message, it was 5:14. So 1 and 4 is 5. So that's double synchronicity, 5 and 5. Just like we had our hotel room, 5:32, double synchronicity. The three and the two is a 5, and the 5 is a 5. Those both equal the synchronicity.
Oh, that
yes.
Finally just
yes.
Sunk in what you meant
yes.
By that. And
five,
I was looking
so
at that text forever.
With the spiritual
like,
sort of numerology.
I was trying to look at the synchronicities involved with a photo, and I'm sorry.
So, no, that's okay.
Now
that's okay. I know, there's a whole...
I've been enlightened. Thank you.
The idea is that when you see... When you're in those moments of synchronicities, and a 5 is there, it's almost like an extra... Well, now that I'm saying it out loud, it's almost like a high five. It's
like
hey,
yeah.
You see me. All right, cool. You know? So at 5:14, right then, bam, I get a text from him saying, someone up at the bar, and I was about to walk up to the bar, someone at the bar asked about us. And I guess the person at the bar, the bartender, told them we were a Motley Crue cover.
Yes.
And I said, now whether Dave set them straight or not, I don't know. And as I was about to get up, he walks around the corner... Right when I'm about to get up to go find him, that was the other synchronicity. So the first synchronicity was me talking about him.
Full,
bam.
Full
second synchronicity
yep.
Was right at 5:14 is when he said that. Bam, there's that. He comes walking over while I'm still talking about him, and I'm like, look at this, dude. High five. He couldn't remember what it was that we talked about. But, you know.
The universe is full of high fives.
It is full of high fives.
It's a very affirmative entity.
It really is. Yeah. And it's always worth...
As long as you're open to it.
Yes.
And
it's fun because, you know...
Thank you, Randy.
After all, each person has their... And I'll just use the word delusion in just a very loose, kind of sloppy way. Delusion meaning...
Interpretation
of the world.
Yeah.
Each person has their own interpretation of the world. So what's so interesting is that... So one, okay, I could choose to be a mindset where my interpretation of the world is everything is crap, and I'm always looking for the crappy thing.
That's
so I can always comment on it.
No one likes
yes.
Being around those people.
Or we can be of this seemingly crazy mindset of going, you know what? There's magic around. I have evidence that where I've, you know, it's been exciting to me, and I'm going to continue to look for the magic, and it's going to continue to show itself to me, which is such a fun outlook. Now, you got another view that's going, okay, is this person crazy? Are they nuts? What's going on? You know, that stuff is just a coinkydink. And then you go, well, okay, that's fine. That's your interpretation of the world. But I got to tell you, from sitting in this seat and seeing all this amazing stuff happen to me, I got to tell you, through this lens, it's really working out well. So it's quite an interesting, it's really interesting how that works.
Yeah, and life is too short. Why, like,
think, look at it like the glass is half empty.
Mm-hmm.
All the time. Because then you're like, your life's over, and you're like, oh, what did I enjoy about life? I was always looking at, like, how it could be better.
Or yes, what, yes.
What was, like, the what I didn't have enough of, and always wanting more. Like, what's up with being...
Oh, so a couple some nachos.
Chicken nachos.
And a salad.
Salad with eggs and avocado and steak.
Oh, it's got steak on it. That's what those little cubes are.
Yeah.
There's a steak product on your salad product.
Yes.
And then like a meat product on there.
Some steak looking thing.
There's like a steak meat looking product. Meat like product.
Meat producing meat.
A meat producing. You know, these factories pump them out. I gotta say, I applaud these guys. They pump them out. They pump out the meat products. So the
thing is, can you believe this, Matt? Like, just
last night was crazy.
Yeah,
sold it out.
Let's talk about last night a little bit. Okay.
Yes.
The words there was a seven letter word that kept two words.
Yeah. What? Yes.
Four letter word in the first one.
Okay.
And a 2-letter word was the second one. Can you materialize that for us?
Four is the first
four
word.
And two.
And two is so the second word.
It's not a synchronicity of five, but it is.
Right.
It's 2 syllables that kept getting uttered all night long. And I want
to...
did it actually...
This is so much fun.
No. See, you're thinking of the party aspect.
I love all these memories.
2 syllables. You're bad with
syllables. Oh, that's right.
Like memory.
That's what my son does. I'm like, how memory. Many syllables does your name have? Maceo. Maceo.
You just move the hand. It looks like there's another finger that's... So what did you keep hearing?
Did we actually sell out? Did we?
Yeah. Chad said we did.
Sold out for sure.
Sailed out.
Short by like... Whatever, we're saying
I knew it.
Sailed out.
We sold out. It sold out. It's officially sold out. Sold out.
It is sailed out.
Maybe I sold out.
Sailed out, baby. Three.
Sailed out. I don't even like trout.
Oh. I can't believe that there are 3 levels. People pressed against the balconies.
I wish they were pressed against my balconies. You know what I'm saying?
Balconies. Pardon me, what's your nomenclature? Oh, I'm balconies.
The balcony.
I was born on a balcony. My whole community lived on a balcony.
Who is the mayor of balconies?
Yeah, some man long ago. He didn't want to do it. He just started having children up there, up in the balcony.
Wow.
And they just kept growing and growing. That's why there's such a large audience. It's a built-in audience.
Repopulating the planet.
Kind of cool because they were like on the balconies too last night.
It was like we were in.
Oh yeah.
Like a.
I know.
I don't
what
know,
you're gonna say?
A theater
you're gonna
around.
Say Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome.
Yeah. I was expecting spears to be thrown at us.
One man leaf.
Hey Randy, can I
get
a Modelo?
Okay. Yeah. Anybody else?
I can use another chorus.
Water.
Yeah. Another chorus.
Can I have one of those too, please?
Two chorus and Modelo.
No Modelo. Yeah. Wait, what did you want?
I'm fine with either one. He could have eeny, meeny, miny, moe beer out of nowhere, and I would have said, let's do it. Yo, let's do it. This is IC. There he is with the magic trick. Now, if I could actually describe. So you got the blue. Let's make sure here that we can. Okay, so there's you got the blue one in your left. Wait. Well, actually, you had the blue one in the left hand. Yeah?
Which one is it again?
Scoot over, scoot over. So I just realized something. The fear of rejection, I think what lies at the heart of the fear of rejection or being on one particular end of a scale that you'd prefer, but others say, no, they're actually on this end of the scale. For instance, you set out to make a movie, you set out to make a song, and it gets the bad reviews in Rolling Stone magazine.
what hurts, I realize, at the root of that is the idea of the connection, that it did not connect, what we created did not connect with as many people as we anticipated. So, Rolling Stone, whoever reviewed that, it didn't connect with them. And the words that they chose to describe that is a description of how they would sort of critique themselves if they were to do it. And plus, there's also that idea that they're mentally matching it up against some other musician, maybe. Maybe they're mentally just comparing. The good news is, when we create out of a pure intention of just simply wanting to create, that's the reward. And I know we've heard that so many times, and plus I've said it so many times on here in different ways. That's the reward, is that feeling of that bam. Just that connection in itself is enough. That connection, and being true to that connection, I feel outweighs, it is the top of the totem pole. That outweighs, outshines, outvalues, if we want to use that kind of system, it outvalues the idea of trying to appease certain audiences. If we are the target audience and we love it, then we've succeeded. If the intention is to connect with people, well, yeah, we can connect with people in flashy, shiny ways of, you know, the surface stuff. Sure, we could connect with people in that sense. I think where the truest connections lie in the ideas of those spiritual connections, those similarities, that those reflections that we all connect with. That it goes far deeper and spans so wider, much wider than demographics, let's say, for instance. I'm talking about the root that strikes at the heart of it all. I'm not talking about demographics. Demographics is like a subcategory. It's like the kingdom. What did they teach us in school? Kingdom, phylum, order, genus, species. Kingdom, phylum, order, genus, species. Kingdom, the animal kingdom. Genus. Okay, what kind of animals? Are we talking mammals? Are we talking amphibians? Are we talking... And I don't even know if I'm... I don't even know if that's a genus. Or that might be a species, as far as I know. I don't know. Is a genus... Okay, so the genus... let's say if we say amphibians. Okay, now we're talking about the species. Maybe that's what it is now. The species of the amphibians. Okay, so now we're talking amphibians. Bam, the species. What are the different species? Is that how it works? Kingdom, phylum, order. Oh, phylum. Animal kingdom. So the kingdom. What's the kingdom? Is the kingdom the big, big, big umbrella, or is that the one that's underneath it? Like the kingdom. See, kingdom even sounds like... To group something in something is still the idea of a limitation. That's the tricky thing, huh? Even when we go, oh, the most possibilities that could ever be, there seems to still be that knee-jerk reaction and going, well, yeah, but where exactly on the map is it? What county is it in? It's funny. It's almost like the universe is going to continually keep creating these various experiments, getting a kick out of how we're going to try to define it. It's not creating it for us to define it. It's creating it because I don't know what the universe wants, but I'd like to think that, okay, here we go. Look deep down in there. Look deep down in there, deep within your soul. I'll look deep down in mine. So here we go. So what do I want? I want satisfaction. I want connection. I want to be in my element. What do I mean by that? What do I mean by being in my element? I want to be able to feel free to express boundless imagination, ideas, without hurting anyone else. Or to put it a different way, to make it more expansive rather than downstream, let's go upstream. In addition, okay, so let's go, take the little eraser. Well, no, this is the yin and the yang. I just gave you the dark side, to not hurt anyone else. Let's go to the light side of how we would express that. To feel satisfied, to be in my element, and to create products that benefit others. Ah, rather than don't hurt others, it benefits others. It benefits others. It grows them too. They grow. Is that necessary? Yeah, because it's kind of selfish. I get a kick out of seeing people be their best. Isn't that great? That's why we tear up those tears of joy. That's why we, when we see something beautiful, we see someone really being in their element on stage, that's when we cry. That's when we clap. That's when they get the standing ovations. Not because they're trying to appease us, but because they went so far deep into their expression that we saw that aspect of ourselves. That expression, that self-expression. We saw them be able to pull it off so unapologetically that struck a chord with us where we go, me too, I want to do that. That's where I feel, you know, I want to go deep into my core, with or without an audience. That's what we're seeing. We're seeing someone on stage, with or without an audience, being able to pull this thing off. The audience happens to be there. And what's interesting is you do feed off the audience. You feed off the audience. The more that the audience is in tune with what is going on there, that is how the audience is fed. That's how you are fed. That's how you go deeper into it. That's how they go deeper into it. Because there's that willingness to commit to that very moment. Everyone goes, I'm committing to this moment right now. I'm deciding to live so much in this now. And maybe that's the joy that we're feeling. The feeling that we're pointing into that now, that pure epiphany, the pure bliss. We are all touching the moment now, right now. There's no resistance. There's no fear. There's no anxiety, there's no expectation of how is this going to sound when it comes out of my mouth. There's this pure love of deciding to it's we're pointing into that source. We're going pew, and you can visualize this portal, and you know, like you see in Time Bandits or Never Ending Story, something like that. I'm imagining how their hand just goes right into the mirror. It's like Donnie Darko. Going right there. And the thing opens up. You see the molecules opening up there. You see it opening up. It's like the waves. I was catching those waves, the fire waves. I love the heat waves. It's such an interesting optical illusion, isn't it? The heat waves. When you see the heat waves, it's somehow able to maybe the heat waves are showing us what the universe actually is. That's a symbolic representation of everything, all that is. Because focus, interesting. So focus is the idea, and that's it. You know, that's something Abraham talks about. It's the focus. Where are we choosing to focus? Where are we choosing to focus? What are we choosing to highlight? This is why it's embarrassing, awkward, and unnecessary when you hear someone go, awkward, and you go, okay, you're saying this because you felt that you dropped the ball on something. Awkwardness comes from the lack of communication. Awkwardness stems from the will they like me realm. Awkwardness stems from the feeling of not fitting in, like the puzzle piece, that perfect fit. Once again, connection. That's all it is, the connection. You know, that reeling in years. Well, to reel something in, there's first the bait that's put on the hook, and then it's you're throwing caution to the wind. Bloop. Or how about this? Oh, here we go. There you go. So, hits the water, bam, there it is. The wind takes that little line, puts it over in somewhere. It's a hypothesis. It's a science experiment. Will this particular treat that I'm putting here catch a fish, a creature, something I can take a photo of and show my friends, something I can be astonished by actually? You know, that's interesting, because the heart of that is hitting the target. There's the intention, hitting the target. That's the satisfaction. What's the intention? What's the target? What is it? And then if we don't hit that intended target, what can we make most out of that? What if the target, what if the intention could encompass a wider target, a target that, oh wow, that's so interesting. So even a target is a limitation. Could be. Okay, so it's a limitation. So if we, okay, flip the coin, like Alan Watts says, okay, both sides. So hitting the target is that limitation. Limitation, it's focus. So there we go, the focus. It's the focus. It's actually not a limitation, it's a limitless opportunity. So, okay, bam, there's my intention. Like right now, I see this radar dish on the other building. I'm focusing on this radar dish. If I had a Frisbee, imagine you throwing the Frisbee at that. Now, the intention, is the connection, intention, the tension, interesting, the attention, tension comes from attention. Attention is placed, ooh, that would be a good bumper sticker, attention, not tension, attention, intention, not tension, or tension also. Because the tension is what pulls you then, pulls you forward. How about instead of tension of being like, will it work? I hope it doesn't work. No, the tension comes in. It's just pulling you along. So the focus, I'm focusing on this, throw the Frisbee. How do I feel about that? How exciting. So you imagine your brain. How exciting to hit that. That'd be so exciting to hit that. Wow, that's so crazy. And there's that idea. Here we go. Throwing Frisbee. Bam. Wow, this is joyful. Joyful. Wow, this is cool. Wow. And the joyful is the idea. Let's see. It's the training aspect. It's the sharpening aspect. It's the focus aspect. It's the becoming at one. Ooh, maybe that's the root of it right there. The at one. One. Now. One. Now. One. Now. This is part of, this is something I wrote. One of my idea books was, a lot of times I like to play with, well, you know, I like to play with words. So one, O-N-E, W-O-N, W-O-N backwards is now. One now. Did you know there's a one now? And you've already won. You've won by becoming one, at one. So you become at one with the attention, with the intention, I'm becoming at one with that target, with that satellite. Which is interesting that I've chosen a satellite here, because the satellite is broadcasting all those good vibes. So look at that. So the intention could be to just transmit good vibes without the expectation in return. So there's that value, there's that idea that is placed on, if I don't get this, I'm going to feel terrible. If I do get this, I'll feel good. Many times we feel that we've got to tell the story of something that we've done or that we're doing to someone else. Heck, that's what's happening right now, isn't it? You're listening to something I'm talking to my future self about. These are all going to be concepts that will reverberate through into the future as my future self is listening to this. Is he proud of the way that I've given myself to my authenticity? Is he happy with the way that this version of himself has chosen to react to situations? Now, granted, my future self has he's got the luxury. I'm going to speak from the future self. I have the luxury of all of these years that have passed between when I first said that and what has happened now. I have the luxury of having already done that to know how it would have been more ideal to do. Now, what is the most ideal way of doing it? Well, do it right the first time. Well, how do we do that? Is to be in full and clear intention with what that is. It's becoming at one with that thing. Yes, we're taught to visualize, we're taught to make vision boards, there's still this aspect of like wanting of getting there. Now we hear a lot of times, act as if it's already happened, act like it's happened. Abraham talks about this a lot. Well, one, you've already won. You've already won. There's that idea that that's already everything you need is already inside of you. So if that's the case and it's already inside of you, then can we be okay with playing with the idea of trusting that aspect? And trusting that we have all that we need, and trusting that we are what we are. With or without the stamped on eyebrows, as my friend Samantha Light would say. Without the collagen in the lips. Without all this stuff. Feeling the need to drill spikes into your skull. What is that fascination with wanting to change? Thank you to Superhero, the real life superhero who I met at Kapow. It's a wonderful documentary about him. He appears at the top of the episode. Thank you, Ruby Tuesday, for calling in through the Anchor app. That goes for all of you, too. If you've got the Anchor app, look for Inspirato Projecto. And when you go to my profile, you click on, it says send a message. So you can actually send me a message. This also goes through, this also is true for if you're listening to it on a podcast. And you got a touch screen, you just hit that button and you put in your email address and then you, I think, could just record your voice into it and bam, there you go. And I'll get it. And then I can include it in the show. Here are a couple other ways that you could send me in some audio information. You could send me to you could send it to inspiratoprojecto@gmail.com. That's always really nice. InspiratoProjecto@gmail.com. Also, the hotline. We've got the hotline there. 561-203-9179. Send it on in. I'll play it on the show. I get such a kick. You can listen to the recent K-Chung episode that happened on the 1st. Today's the 2nd. So that happened yesterday. In the K-Chung Studios, 1630 a.m. in Chinatown, Los Angeles. I uploaded it to Mixcloud. Now, this is part of the charming thing of recording over there in the K-Chung Studios, is that the equipment will frequently have technical difficulties. And although it sounded fine coming through the speakers, Captain Nicholas had a family emergency. He couldn't be there, so I had to do the best I could. And doing the best I could is just simply pressing play on the record on the air on the broadcast, and then pressing record on Audacity. That's how I record it. When I'm over there on their computer, they got something special. They figure out some way to put it in some archives. Then those archives get turned around and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I got to find out whatever that program is, whatever it is that they stream live with, so I too can just go ahead and stream live. That is something I'd like to do. Without the FCC involved. Let's just do what we can. I am all for being as Wild West as possible. Whenever possible. Wild West means freedom. Wild West means possibilities. Wild West means lack of rules and regulations and stipulations and taxes and fees and all that razzmatazz that is unnecessary when it comes time to creating. Creating, you want that open canvas, baby. You want that open land. You want to be able to embrace, retrace, erase, whatever you want. Create whatever you want. That's what's awesome to me. So, being able to play live on the air, oh my gosh. That means that Inspirato Projecto then becomes their own channel. I don't know. Let's just see what happens. Let's see how it works. I'm putting it out there so you guys can hear this. Here's something that I really would like to see happen. Oh, I've told you about that. KPFC or KP KPC KFC KPC KPFC. Oh. We glitched that one. I just got some black seed oil, and you'll hear about all that in the next episode. So why not go ahead and save that as a surprise? Remember to call in to 561-203-9179, or ladies, gentlemen, extraterrestrials, affiliates, associates, subsidiaries, neighbors, co-workers. All those people that we interact with, relatives, descendants, ancestors, yada, yada, words, words, words. And with that, thank you for listening to Inspirato Projecto.